Today, the Supreme Court took up an issue important to American workers with and without disabilities: whether companies are required by federal law to accommodate an employee's disability if that means disregarding the company's seniority policy. NPR's Nina Totenberg has a report.
Robert Barnett had worked for U.S. Air for 8 years when he suffered a major back injury from lifting on the cargo ramp. Because of his disability, the company transferred him to the mailroom. But after he was there for 2 years, another employee with more seniority bid for the job, and Barnett was fired. He sued under the Americans with Disabilities Act, which requires employers to make a reasonable accommodation for qualified employees who are disabled, unless the accommodation would pose a hardship on the employer. Barnett won in court, and U.S. Airways appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, where today company lawyer Walter Dellinger told the justices that overriding a bona fide seniority program is unreasonable because it overrides the settled expectations of other employees. Justice O'Connor was openly skeptical. Even the unions are supporting Barnett, she noted, because this was not a negotiated seniority plan. It was adopted unilaterally by the company, and the employees have no right to sue to enforce it. What kind of seniority system is that? She asked. Answer: no one has challenged the validity of the system. Question: how is it Barnett was bumped from his mailroom job after holding down the position for 2 years? Answer: every quarter, all of U.S. Airways service jobs are open for bidding. Question: so why shouldn't Barnett be given that reassignment under the terms of the ADA, which tells employers to reassign qualified disabled workers to open positions? Answer: in the absence of a good reason, the company is required to place him in that job, but is not required to override neutral criteria such as seniority. Justice Ginsburg, noting that the ADA was modeled after the civil rights law, observed that the model law's language protecting seniority is conspicuous by its absence in the ADA. The ADA is very different, she went on. The employment law says thou shalt not discriminate. This statute says thou shalt accommodate, and if you don't, you're discriminating. In this case, said Ginsburg, couldn't you say this man was already in the job and nobody's going to be out of work by keeping him in the job? So why isn't that a reasonable accommodation? Answer: we don't know what the consequences will be of doing that. The person claiming the job may be a single parent whose child care arrangements won't work if she has to take the graveyard shift because she didn't get Barnett's job. If U.S. Airways' lawyer got a pounding, so too did Barnett's lawyer, Claudia Center. The domino effect of exempting Barnett's job from seniority bidding, she argued, is vastly exaggerated. Justice Breyer: why? Answer: there is a list of jobs the non-disabled can bid for. All the company has to do is remove this job. Chief Justice Rehnquist: but isn't this like musical chairs? Someone loses in the end? Answer: no one would lose a job, since the statute requires that the disabled be reassigned only to vacant jobs, which by definition means no bumping. It may mean a non-disabled person doesn't get the job he wants, but he doesn't lose a job. Justice Breyer: life is very difficult in a large company when 7,000 people get laid off and the remaining 14,000 have settled expectations of who gets bumped. Justice Thomas: supposing your client had been bumped by someone who was more severely handicapped? Answer: the more disabled person would be eligible for reassignment too. Justice Thomas: so why wouldn't you say the same thing for a person with child care difficulties? Answer: because there's a federal law for the disabled. Justice Ginsburg: the statute specifies all kinds of preferences that other workers might object to, allowing the disabled to work part-time, for example. Justice Scalia: but allowing someone to work sitting down instead of standing up, or part-time instead of full-time, doesn't harm other workers. Taking away seniority rights does. Answer: each case has to be evaluated individually. The purpose of the law is to allow the disabled to work, and here the effect on other workers is minimal. No one loses his job. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered.